views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello, and welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the Vedic astrologer who cares what you put into your body. And so I'm very excited about our show today. We have Glenna Rice, and we're going to be talking about what your body is trying to tell you. Glenna is a master physical therapist, also a certified access facilitator and access body class facilitator. Welcome to the show, Glenna.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for being here. So let's get started. First of all, there's some people out there who might not know what access is all about. So why don't you tell us what access is?
Okay. Access is a set of tools and processes and questions that you can use to start changing things that aren't working for you in your life. It is designed to empower you to know that you know. It's really about letting you become more aware of what you're already aware of, like to tap into and access, which is where the word comes from, to access your knowing and what you know about the world around you, about your body, about the relationships you're creating, so you can start to see more of what's going on for you so you can choose to change it. And, you know, it consists of different classes and workshops you can take that start to give you these tools and how to use them and apply them to your life so it works for you. It's really about letting you know what you know. And it's not about us ever telling you what's going on with you. It's always allowing you to find a way to access that for yourself.
Okay, cool. So so your body is gathering information all the time about the world around you. So how can you listen to it?
Yeah, it's talking to you all the time. It's like I like to talk about the body as it's like a big giant radio receiver that's picking up information, the energies of everything going on. And we're never taught this. We're never shown this throughout our whole life, especially as children. And you're aware of so many things, and people will discount it, or you start to turn the awareness into something else, like a disease or a pain or a discomfort in your body is often what we'll do with these awarenesses. So if you start to, we just had someone walk in my door. Sorry about that. So if you start to ask, what is this? What is this awareness? And what is my body trying to tell you? You'll start to get some clues about what it is. And it can be anything from somebody else that's around you that's having pain or discomfort or disease in their life or in their body. It can be something that you're perceiving possibly from the earth, or it can be something that's actually going on for your body. Like it may need different supplements or nutrients or something that it'd like to eat or some activity it would like to do. It can be all of these things. And it tends to talk to us, I like to say, in like charades, kind of, because it doesn't have a mouth, even though we do have a mouth. It can't speak to us directly like this. So it gives us information often like it sounds like this. Like sometimes your knee will hurt and it will be something like that you're needing or wanting or feeling needy about. That would be one of millions of examples of how it could work. And it's never the same all the time. So you really, it starts to become just really curious about what your body's saying or showing you, and they start to get more clear. It's like it starts out as a whisper or a light feather's touch, and it gets louder the more you acknowledge it.
Okay, that's interesting. I know you mentioned that your body can tell you when it needs certain nutrients, and I'm a nutritional consultant,
right.
And And I don't have my clients take a whole lot of blood tests or urine tests or anything like that, because I found for the most part they can be pretty inaccurate when it comes to assessing the nutrients in the body. It'll tell you what's in the blood, but it won't tell you, you know, if they're being absorbed and used by the body. So what I do is I do a biochemical analysis where people, I actually ask questions and people feel what their body's trying to tell them. Because if you're missing certain nutrients, you're going to feel a certain way. And so I find that that's way more accurate. And you get a much better picture of what's really going on in the body. So you're actually listening to what it's trying
exactly,
to tell you.
Exactly. And having in someone's body, having them come to you, like just making the appointment can be something your body's doing to try to change something that's going on.
That's
the people that are coming to you are coming to you because they want the information that you have available for them. And having more access to what your body, having more ease with communicating with your body will allow you to find the practitioners that are actually going to be some helpful versus, oh, I have this thing going on. I must see the doctor. Like there's there's a whole wealth of things they could be doing that they miss because the answer is you should see the doctor or you should see the chiropractor or you should see the physical therapist. But, in Access, it's like it's not looking, we're asking questions, but we're never looking for an answer. We're looking for an awareness. And awareness is a real different energy. An answer is almost a stop. Like, oh, I got it. That's it. I have it. And then you can't ever see anything else but the conclusion of that answer. Like nothing else can be in your awareness once you come to a conclusion. But if you're looking for an awareness, is lighter. It'll almost make you smile. It's like, oh, I need to go see this woman, Michelle. How do I find her?
Right.
And then someone talks about you and they hear it, overhear it. That's kind of the way awareness works. And we've all, our whole lives, we've had this. We've had the, you know, knowing of how aware we are. We just tend to discount it. Because we're supposed to be looking for answers. Or someone says, oh, that's not real. Or that's not true. Or you can't really know that. How do you even know that? And we discount it and cut off our awareness bit by bit by bit. So a lot of the work I do is allowing people to have that back.
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask about that because in Ayurvedic medicine, they talk a lot about listening to your body because your body will guide you. But the problem is we've gotten so desensitized to what our body is trying to tell us. I mean, you know, in modern day with all the stresses that we're under and then we're being overly bombarded with information and communications and multitasking and all this kind of thing that is just crazy making and it takes you out of your body. So
yeah, exactly.
And then the foods, we get desensitized, our taste buds do, because of all the heavy salt and sugar and everything that's in the processed foods. So this is a way that people can reconnect with what their body's trying to tell them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Reconnect and sometimes just have the awareness for the first time. Because even as children, you know, when you're upset as a kid, as a baby, everyone puts a bottle in your mouth. You know, that's the answer for most mothers. It's the only thing they've really ever been shown. It's not that I'm making that mother, you know. I mean, I put bottles in my kid's mouth. That was the only thing I had available many times. Or a breast, one or the other.
Right.
So a lot of times we were soothed by food when it was a different awareness that was actually going on. We may have wanted to get just picked up or cuddled or taken outside, and food was given to us instead to stop the crying. And that was, and we couldn't talk at the time, so that was all we had. You know, that was what ended up showing up. Was
right. Okay. So how can you be a question with your body?
Okay. So one of the things is if it's true for you, and it's just for you, if it's true for you, it feels light. And if it's heavy, it's a lie. It's not true for you. And you can ask your body questions. Yes, no questions tends to be the easiest way to do it. And if it feels light to your body, it's true for it. And if it's heavy, it's a lie. Now, sometimes people do muscle testing. I'm not sure, are you familiar with some of the different types of muscle testing? And there's a way to muscle test your body also. If people are familiar with that, they can use that. One is just to stand up. Like if you wanted to ask your body if it wanted a certain food or supplement and just put the supplement in front of you and ask, body, would you like to ingest this or would you like this? And if the body leans forward, it's a yes. Or if it just feels lighter, it's a yes.
Okay.
And if it's a no, your body will move back. It's kind of fun to play around with this. My kids use it all the time for what they want to wear in the morning. What do you want to wear this morning? My teenagers.
That's great. I wouldn't have ever thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, your body has a point of view. I mean, food is for your body. It's not for you. You know, like, we're infinite beings. And our bodies are the ones that are eating food. We aren't. You know, they're the ones that are wearing the clothes. They're the ones that are going on the vacations and doing the exercise. So why, you know, what if we did include them in these conversations? Body, what would you like to do today for exercise? Would you like to exercise? So it's that simple. I mean, I take a lot of dance classes. I take a ballet class, and I always ask my body if it would like to go or not. Body, do you want to go to ballet today? And it's crazy what it says, because it's never, my point of view is often really different. My body will say yes on some days, and I'm like, you're kidding. I don't want to get out of bed today. Like, really? And over the years, over the, like, at last 8 years, just always going, okay, then we're going. Something amazing would show up in the class. I would dance better than I had in years. I would meet someone that wanted work for me. I mean, something always showed up. So I always listen to what my body says, because it has so much more awareness
about
what works for it than I do.
Okay, great. Well, this is very interesting, Glenna. We have to take a quick break. So we are listening to Glenna Rice talking about what is your body trying to tell you. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com. themichellebondshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we're here with Glenna Rice talking about what your body's trying to tell you. And before the break, we were talking about exercise, listening to your body. But Glenna, if you look around, you can tell that we have an epidemic in America, an obesity epidemic.
Right.
And so now what's going on there? Because people just aren't getting out and exercising like they used to. And I mean,
right.
It's, you know, we've gotten very, very sedentary, sitting here with our computers. We watch a TV. The kids are playing video games. You know, they're doing all this internet stuff and they're not getting out and getting exercise. I mean, besides that's part of it. Of course, another huge, big piece of the puzzle is what people are eating, what they're putting into their bodies. But, mm-hmm. But still, you still need to get out and exercise. But so are these people not listening to their body, or do you have an insight into this? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, it'd be really different for each person, but mm-hmm. I know that there's a workshop called Right Body for You it's an access workshop. And there's been the woman that's teaching it went from a size 16 down to a 6. Just
Whoa,
with these
hello.
Access tools. And there's been quite a few of people that have changed their body dramatically in very short periods of time. And one of the things that she talks about quite a bit is she got out of judgment of her body. Because if your point of view creates your reality, mm-hmm. and it's not that the reality creates our point of view, it's our point of view creates the reality. And if you have the point of view that people and kids are fat in America, and mm-hmm. they're picking that up, that creates almost more of that than just what they're eating and not exercising. Because people that don't have the point of view, they can mm-hmm. eat really strange foods, eat a lot, exercise very little, and they're thin.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have that point of view. Now, not everybody is going to fall under that picture, and some people need
right.
to exercise to change their weight. But if you can change their point of view, and if they can get out of the judgment of their body, because often they're in such hideous judgment of their body and what it looks like, and that
mm-hmm.
judgment continually creates the same shape of their body.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman started having gratitude for her body, and she started asking it what it wanted to eat.
Mm. Okay.
And that was asking it what it wanted to eat and what it wanted to do for exercise. And her diet would not look like any diet,
mm-hmm.
any shape or form that anyone would give anyone that was wanting to lose weight. She ate chips. She ate desserts. She ate lots of sweets. That's what her body was requiring, very small amounts of them. And
mm-hmm.
the weight just started falling off, and she was healthier and healthier. There's a couple women that have had dramatic changes like that. Now, other bodies may want, you know, other people have had it where they overheard someone talking about a diet that their body required to lose weight. And they just overheard a conversation and went, what are you guys talking about? And that
mm-hmm.
was what their body needed. So it's to include your body in this. A lot of times we put so much force onto our body when we do dieting and exercise. You
mm-hmm.
hear the word diet, and it's die.
You know, right.
And to exercise something isn't always a fun thing to do either. So they tend to not be very enjoyable activities the way they're done by
mm-hmm.
people. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you can create your body having joy when it's eating food, like if you eat from what your body is actually asking for, it's a very enjoyable way to eat. And
mm-hmm.
very little food is usually required because it's just that your body enjoys the taste of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about taste buds, like how much have we shut off our awareness of our taste buds because we're always
right.
forcing ourselves to eat stuff we have no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
And activities, it's like when I do activities with my body, it's always really fun because I'm including my body in that. I don't force anything it's not interested in doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always part of that equation. It makes it much more fun. So what if your body is, you know, what if part of the reason we have bodies is to have fun with them?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Crazy idea.
Well, you know, but it's true, though, because the Vedantas, which are the first cognized spiritual beliefs, said that we are spiritual beings put on this earth, put into physical bodies to have experiences on this earth. It's not the other way around. We're not physical beings having spiritual experiences. It's we are spiritual beings being put into physical bodies so that we can experience what this earth, this plane of existence has to offer.
Yeah, and what is so much more of it is just there's so much more joy available. I mean, our bodies have so much joy possible. I mean, if you do activities and eat from that place, I mean, everyone's felt it. When you had that bite of some dinner, you're out to a beautiful meal, and you had that first bite, and it was just like, whoa, that's amazing. What if every single time you opened your mouth and put food in it, it was like that? Or every time you went for a run or a walk, it felt like that to you. What would that create in your life? Even if it didn't change your body, wouldn't it be more fun?
Right, right, exactly. And that's, you know, I believe in that too because I'm a nutritional consultant, as I said, and a lot of people think that I'm going to put them on some strict diet and have them follow some, because I also do lifestyle plans, exercise and that kind of thing, and have them be on some real strict regimen to lose weight, but it's not like that at all. You know, it's best, I think, if you take the individual into consideration because no two bodies are alike and you design a customized program for that person. So, you know, so it's not hard to follow. It's, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking with Glenna Rice about what your body's trying to tell you, and before the break, I was talking about what I do with my clients. We were talking about that your body will tell you what to eat and what to how to exercise, or you know what kind of activity to do, and that's exactly true. And when I'm working with my clients, I don't put them on a strict diet. I don't like the word diet because right. I can't follow a diet myself, so I don't expect anybody else to be able to follow a diet.
I think my body would rebel against diets my whole life. I used to try them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, back you talked about how you were a dancer. Well, back in the day, I was a professional dancer as well. And, you know, we're always having to keep track of our weight, you know, to watch it and all that kind of thing in kind of an unhealthy way. And, oh, my goodness, the stuff I used to eat, I mean, to keep my weight down was horrible. I would drink Tab for lunch and have cigarettes so that because we would be dancing all day long. And then for breakfast, we would have coffee and cigarettes. And we were trying to curb our appetite so that we wouldn't eat. But then at night, we were so famished after dancing 8 hours a day, you can imagine,
right.
that we just stuffed our faces with whatever. And it certainly wasn't healthy. And, you know, and it's probably why we had an issue with weight, because that did not work. But that's
yeah.
it. And after that, I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't go that long without eating because I start to feel sick. So, and then the thought of eating, and like everybody wants you to eat healthy, and you think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be eating granola, twigs and berries and all this kind of thing for the rest of my life. And that's not true either because I can't do it. But, yeah, the food has got to taste good. And that's another principle of Ayurveda, is that what you put into your body, what you're eating, has got to taste good to you, because it nourishes you, not only your body, but your emotions and your soul as well. And so I think that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and when it, you know, and just a food tasting good is a good awareness of your body giving you information about what, about that food. When something doesn't taste good, you shouldn't be eating it.
Right.
You know, which is pretty simple. If something tastes really bad, your body will not even eat that. But the more you allow this for your body, it gets even clearer. Like, there's foods that I can't even get my fork up to my mouth now that my body is not, it's like, that's not something it wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I space out, you know, and I'm not really present, my body still lets me know. Because I've given it permission to tell me what it would like to eat, what it would like to wear, what it would like to do for exercise. I've given it permission to give me the information that would allow us to have a communion and more ease.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's not to say, oh, go ahead.
Oh, and I mean, just, you know, my children are also the same way. And we haven't had a cold, flu, sick, you know, any kind of a symptom in our house for years. And as a mother with young kids going to and from school, usually they're catching things. Nothing has shown up since we've been, you know, allowing this kind of this conversation to go on with our bodies.
Right. Well, the other thing, though, is I'm not saying, and I don't think you are either, that you can go and load up on a bunch of processed foods and fast foods and that you're going to be able to stay healthy eating that, because there's all kinds of toxins that are in there, and they will sooner or later catch up to you, even if you don't see it in weight gain. The interesting thing is that once I have my clients, if they're eating a lot of that type of food, once they stop eating that kind of food and they start eating organic food, they no longer have the craving or the taste for that, all that heavy processed food. And so think that the food that's actually very healthy for them is actually tasting very, very good. You know?
Well, that's really interesting, because bodies usually don't choose the, you know, the over-processed foods. I mean, occasionally your body may you know, like mm-hmm. something that's, you know, an Oreo cookie or something. But it's so, it becomes much rarer. It's not, mm-hmm. and the cravings for things like that don't show up either. And most of the time, my body will choose organic food. There's mm-hmm. occasionally times when it doesn't. I put the two different broccolis up in front of me before and said, which one do you want? And it's mm-hmm. just the inorganic, which I was like, I wonder how organic this actually is. You know, is there really a difference? Or maybe this stuff that's not labeled organic was actually grown in a healthier environment than it's actually, you know, than my point of view would have been. So mm-hmm. usually my body will choose the more towards the healthier. And most of the body, when you start talking to your body this way, it actually enjoys that. And it mm-hmm. and a lot less food tends to be eaten, which is very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, you finally are feeling satisfied with the food that you're eating, and so your yep. body is feeling satiated.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's a good one. But yeah, and the interesting thing is not only can we as human beings decipher when we listen to our body, you know, the foods that are good for us, but animals can too. In fact,
yeah,
they did they did some experiments with GMO'd feed for animals versus the regular natural organic feed for animals. And the mm-hmm. farmers were finding that when they had stockpiles of the GMO'd feed and then they had stockpiles of the organic feed and they let the animals go to, you know, whichever one they wanted, the animals always went to the natural feed, not the GMO'd. And
yeah,
then they also noticed the little critters, yeah, the rodents, you know, the mice and all that kind of thing. They also wouldn't touch the GMO food. They would always go to the natural food or organic. Yeah.
Well, you can just feel the energy of that, of the way that food's grown, and you just kind of check in with the energy. It does not feel light to eat it. It feels kind of creepy and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Food that's, you know, and it also feels like it's just not creating something. There's no kindness for the environment of the stuff that's modified like that. I know it's really fun for the scientists that are inventing it in the colleges, but, it, you know, in the universities and the industries where they're inventing this stuff, is really fun to do it and to try to sell it. But when you look at how it affects the environment and what it's going to do, even not aware of what's going to show up from it, I can feel this huge heaviness around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my body right now, just talking about it, is like, no, it wouldn't
yeah.
do that either.
No. Yeah, mine's screaming. And you know the GMO foods and all, they're starting to be linked to the issues that we're having with all the allergies in the foods and the autism that the kids are having, that epidemic, and then also the irritable bowel syndrome, the digestive problems. So, yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, and what information are the all the bodies giving us about that? You know, what kind of, even on a bigger picture, when, you know, information that a body that's having allergies is giving you about the food and mm-hmm. what could actually change here on the planet if we started looking at it differently.
Yeah.
And a lot
and
of
then
allergies...
There was
when you,
go ahead.
No, an allergy, I found in a lot of clients I've worked with, is the allergy is something the body created to stop eating a food it didn't like.
Right.
And
right.
if you can go back to the point where that was created in their life, because they can often find, like, at least pin it down to this, to a year or two area, or sometimes to a day, a certain day, where they were fed something they did not want, nobody was listening to them,
mm-hmm.
and get rid of that point of view at that time and just say, hey, body, it's okay. We're not going to eat this unless you ask for it. The allergy symptoms, a lot of stuff can change quickly when the point of view has changed. It
right.
doesn't have to
right.
be that dramatic to let people know I don't like this food.
Right, right, it doesn't. And an interesting thing, too, is by us listening to our bodies and selecting healthier foods and all, it can make an impact on the environment as well and how produce how the produce is farmed and also how the livestock is raised.
Right.
And there is some studies out there right now that are saying that if we would go back to pasture raising our livestock instead of force feeding them, you know, in confined areas, mm-hmm. but let them go out and pasteurize, that we could possibly reverse the effects of global warming. We could actually reverse it. Because that is the way animals should be fed. They should be out there in the pastures grazing on what's growing, you know, and not
Absolutely.
Being fed GMO corn and soy
right.
in a confined area. And so I thought that was very interesting. So we can, in fact, just by changing our habits, our eating habits, mm-hmm. we can, in fact, change the way the world is, you know,
yeah.
and clean that up.
And in Access, we talk about choice creates awareness. And when you choose something, and if you choose differently, you start to become aware of what that choice will create. Without making any choice you ever have wrong or right or bad or good or resisting or reacting to it, it's just like, oh, that didn't work. Once you choose it, you go, oh, those things didn't work. What else can I choose? So with things like that, it's like, yeah, we chose to start raising our animals differently. It obviously isn't working very well. What else could we choose without having to have a big fight about it and react to it and resist it and hold your point of view strictly in place? It's like, wow, this isn't working. So mm-hmm. we choose something different today. And
right.
and just choosing to eat differently with your body, you know, just to choose to eat differently will start to create an effect out there in the whole world about how that choice is changing things for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And more people choosing to eat that way, the farmers are going to start seeing, oh, well, they prefer this kind of meat, and I'm making a lot more money. What if I choose to raise my cattle differently?
Right.
And what would
exactly.
that take? And that's a question you put. I'm just like, what would it take for this to change? And just mm-hmm. allow the universe to start showing that. And you're creating the change with you and the universe are creating the change together. You have to be part of the equation with these questions.
Right.
Like
there's no separation. There's absolutely no separation.
Right.
Yeah. Because, we are all one.
Right.
You know. And the Vedantas talk about that, how there is absolutely no separation. Your soul, body, environment, everything is all one. And but a lot of people have shame about what they eat. They feel like they'll eat something and they'll feel really guilty about it, and then that can lead into them feeling really bad about themselves, so they go on and they eat more of that food, trying to feel better about themselves. But it's a vicious cycle. So how does this blame, shame, and regret show up in with our diets?
Oh, that's really a great, great question. Because blame, shame, and regret, from an Access point of view, are distractor implants. They're points of view that are implanted. They're never real. And they're never really yours. And what they do is they distract you from being aware. They always distract you from what's actually going on. So if you ate, you know, too many potato chips or a bag of cookies or something like that, and you, oh, wow, I'm not going to, you know, this is way too much. I feel sick, and start feeling bad about yourself, and I shouldn't have done that, and I feel so terrible, and go into that whole regret stream. What are you actually aware of? You know, the feeling not well afterwards or the feeling bloated afterwards, what is that actually, what's actually going on? Body, what are you telling me with this? Your body may be telling you, I didn't like that much food, or I only wanted two potato chips, or I didn't even like those potato chips, or it could be that it's not even your point of view or even your craving for the food. It might belong to somebody else, which is really interesting because we're, like I said, we're like these big radio transceivers of information, and our body picks up the energies from other bodies. And you as a practitioner may be aware of that with your body. You may actually pick up stuff from your clients. A lot of mm-hmm. massage therapists will do this, and I use that all the time to see what's going on in other people's bodies. Like I will feel something in my wrist and someone comes in with a wrist pain. I go, oh, okay, now I know what's going on with them. It's right there in that joint.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does our body give us information, you know, about what's physically going on, but if someone is hungry, you can feel hungry when you're not actually hungry.
Mm.
So when you go into blame, shame, and regret, you can't be aware of any of these other things that are going on because it always distracts you from knowing you and from being aware. And they're always a lie. So anytime you do that, if you can stop yourself and go, okay, everything that this is, I'm going to, you know, let go of it, all this blame in it, and ask a question instead, because a question always creates more possibilities, and say, wow, okay, my body doesn't feel great after eating all this. What is my body telling me? Did I even want potato chips? Yes, no. Oh, I didn't. Wow, okay, sorry, body. Let me know earlier. Maybe you can let me know before I start my baked potato chips, or maybe I'll ask you before I start. Body, do you want potato chips? There was a woman that had used to eat donuts in the morning at work, and she asked, well, who does this belong to? And she realized she never wanted donuts in the morning. It was all the other coworkers. She never had another donut in the morning. It was just like, well, who does this belong to? It was gone. It was never hers.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is probably one of the easiest and most helpful tools if people use it, and you can use it for every single thought, feeling, and emotion. Who does this belong to? And you start to become aware of how psychic you are, which is kind of fun. For me, it was fun.
And then realizing a lot of the stuff that I thought was mine never was.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, I get that question a lot, believe it or not, when I'm doing astrology readings. People will ask me if they're psychic.
Right.
By looking at the chart. So I think lots of people, you know, because actually we're born with that ability, but it's our intuition. You know, we're born with that, but it gets smushed down through the ages. And then, I mean, a lot of people are trying to bring it back, you know. They've lost it, they want to bring it back, and that's why I get that question a lot. People are psychic.
I think it's been knocked out of us. I know my youngest, when she was around 3 years old, used to tell me who was calling on the phone before the phone would ring, or the neighbors were coming over and then the door would knock. And I would just look at her and go, wow, that is so cool. What'd you just do? How did you do that? Can I have some of that? Can you show me what you just did? Instead of saying, wow, that's not real. How could you do that? Or that's weird. It's always to acknowledge this magic we create every time. When you have magic with your body, when you have magic with these awarenesses you have, to acknowledge them and go, wow, that was amazing. What else can I do? How does it get even better than that? And you can start having more and more access to it.
Yeah. Yes. You definitely could. Well, this is all very interesting, Glenna. We have to take a quick break. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com. That's themichellebondshow.com. You can contact Glenna Rice, our guest, at glennarice.com or also accessconsciousness.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today I'm here with Glenna, my guest, Glenna Rice, and we are talking about what your body's trying to tell you. Glenna, what got you started in all this?
In the access work?
Yeah.
It was interesting. A person that was doing this work came in to see me for physical therapy for an Achilles tendon rupture, and mm-hmm. down the road after a few sessions he asked me to trade, which I never do, and I never say yes to trades. It's really, really something rare that I would do, and I heard myself say yes, which
wow.
was really funny. And I got a session using the access tools, and things started changing right away. But actually, about a month before that, I had asked, what would it take to not be so angry? It was actually just a question, because I was in a marriage that wasn't working very well, had a new baby, or she was a year old, and two older children. I have three kids. And my husband at the time wasn't helpful and was blaming me or judging me a lot for the stuff that was going on. And I was frustrated all the time. I was really frustrated. It was like a suburban soccer mom that had kids in all sorts of activities and a new baby and a new practice I just opened. And I asked, what would it take to not be so angry? And it was about 4 weeks later that the access work showed up. And it's changed almost completely. Well, one of the things that happened is me and my husband separated, which changed the anger dramatically right away.
Right.
And I started creating my life for more ease and seeing all the ways that I'd been, like my point of view was creating my reality that having kids and all the things I was doing was hard work, and changing my point of view, like what would it take for these things to be easy? Because it was my life and I had created it. That started changing, taking a lot of the frustration away, so the days started getting easier and the house cleaning started to get simpler, and all the things that I had thought was hard work that I actually did easily but never acknowledged. I was mm-hmm. never acknowledging how easy everything I was doing actually was, because I had the point of view it was supposed to be hard work and frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I took those away and started looking at my life differently, and you know, anger doesn't show up in my life anymore, which is
That's
really
good.
Different. If I look back what I was like 8 years ago, it's pretty dramatic. So that was really what got the, you know, usually access finds you because you've asked a question about something you want to change.
Hmm.
And then you,
okay.
you hear,
That's interesting.
You hear someone
I don't know if I'd ever if I'll ever like doing housework ever.
I can't say I like it. Well, one of the things I did, which was crazy and I would have never done, is I got, you know, house cleaners in that come in every other, you know, a couple times a week, and I pay mm-hmm. them to do the stuff I don't like to do, which I would have never gifted myself that before because I had this point of view it was hard work. I would have mm-hmm. never allowed that, and that's one of the things that changed. Yeah, I can't say I love housework, but it's now quicker and easier, and it's done quicker because it's required. You know, the
right.
dishes have to get put away, and it's like, okay, how could this be easy and quick instead of I hate doing this?
Hmm. Well, maybe that's the deal. Maybe I have to look at it differently.
Yeah, and it's actually funny, but it's that simple. It's really the tools of access are incredibly practical,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, some people are thrown off because it is so easy, but it's really looking at things from a different point of view. And if you change your point of view, things change around you because your reality changes. And things start to contribute to you in the craziest ways. So
mm-hmm.
it's been really, really fun for the last years to be using this stuff and playing with it. It's always, my life is much more of a giggle than it's ever been, or I've ever allowed it to be.
Kind of wow.
Like, wow, that too? I get that too? Okay, what else?
That's great. Yeah, because in this world with everything that's going on, you know, with the economy and everything, people just, yeah, we get so bogged down with, you know, with all the day-to-day living, trying to make, to pay the bills and make our ends meet, and you know, a lot of people have lost retirement money, a lot of people have lost their homes, and it's how
right.
do we, in light of all this, how do we keep going, how do we evolve?
Right,
you know?
Right. You know, it's been funny, looking at a lot of the people that have been doing this work for a few years, I haven't met anyone that have had when the economy changed,
mm-hmm.
that has had the downturn, that their incomes have stayed pretty similar. Some of them lost some money in some of the money they had invested, but most of them have either made more money or have stayed the same or done, had jobs that changed that actually created more for them, which has been very interesting. So if you didn't buy, you know, what if you didn't have to buy into the point of view for you about what's going on with the economy? How can this economy downturn make you more money? It's one of the questions I ask, which is crazy, but my income's probably quadrupled over the last couple of years.
Wow. So So that question is, how can the downturn in the economy make you more money?
Yeah, but I ask everything I buy, you know, can you make me more money? When I choose to do things, I said, okay, if I do this, will it make me more money? I'm always choosing from everything I choose in my life, I'm asking to contribute to me, including my children. Now, I don't always say money, but money is one contribution in your life. You know, it's one of the things that creates more ease. If it's easy to have money, you can have more stuff. And I mean, not just stuff, but more things can come to you with ease. Like you can start doing the activities you like to do easier. You can see practitioners you want to see. So I'm always asking, you know, if I choose that, will it make me more money? Or if I choose that, will that contribute to expanding my life, my living, and my reality? It's another way to ask it. And then I look for the light or the heavy, yes or no. And I always choose what feels light. If people get anything from this call, listening to this, you know, if you choose from what feels lighter for you, your life will become more expansive, greater. Things will contribute to you more, and it'll be more fun. You know,
wow.
Just the rest of your life, you just choose from the things that feel lighter to you, that create more for you. You're going to have more in your life.
Wow.
Which is not a bad thing.
No, I mean, it's good. It's good. Poverty's not pretty. It's not pretty.
Yeah, and, you know, some people do. It's, you know, it works for some people. I mean, some people have a lot of ease with that and not a lot of ease with a lot of money. But, you know, it's what works for each person. Me personally, as more money has shown up, I've realized, wow, I created a lot of limitation in my life by not choosing to have money, which I wasn't aware of then. You know, and making that, and changing that point of view about being willing to receive money and getting rid of the judgments I had about it and the limited points of views I had has been really quite amazing to see what could change.
Well, you know, we're all put on this earth, I mean, to be prosperous and thrive in whatever that looks like for us.
Exactly.
Now, and the interesting thing is when I used to go back and forth to India, and I went back in the day before they, you know, their middle class, before they started becoming more prosperous. And and I haven't been back in a while. It's been about 5 years, and they're changing really, really fast. But I was really shocked by the poverty that I saw there, and you can't imagine it unless you see it. I mean, you can see pictures and everything, but it doesn't do it justice. But when you looked at the eyes of the people who were living in these, you know, conditions, they were full. They were happy.
Right.
And, you know, we take this judgment that, oh, you know, they are living in a tent or whatever, and they don't have, you know, tons of clothes of the latest style, you know, and the shoes and all this kind of thing, and they don't have cars. They have to be miserable, but they have learned how to find happiness in that. So having all the trappings doesn't always mean you're going to be happy.
No, money doesn't create happiness, and clothes don't create happiness. That's a choice. That's the choice you make to, you know, to be happy. Everyone has that choice available. It's funny that we put it on money. You know, money doesn't, that's not money's job. Money's job is more to help you have less limitation for the things you want to choose from what I'm finding more and more. And, you know, one of my targets is to create more consciousness and awareness on the planet. And how much money, how much will having more money allow that to be easier? You know, the people that were creating, choosing more consciousness and awareness were the ones that had the money on this planet, and we could use our money to create that. What would it be? What would be different?
Right.
You know, if it wasn't Monsanto and the GMO companies with all the money.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know,
Glenna, this has been very interesting. Why don't you tell everybody how to get a hold of you real quickly, because we're going to have to end here.
Yeah, GlennaRice.com is my website, and you can go there. And if you're interested in meeting me in person, I'm going to be in Denver this coming weekend, or in Boulder, Colorado. And you can find that information out on my website.
Great. Okay, well, thank you so much, Glenna, for being on the show. Really enjoyed having you. You can come back anytime. And I want to thank my audience for listening. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com. So stay listening to us every Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time and 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Have a prosperous week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged, and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.